Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, sharing personal narratives from the men and women of the nation's largest military installation. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. Tattoos have long been a hallmark of military service. Memorial tattoos, in particular, have a special place in military culture. Tattoos can pay tribute to those who have served, salute the fallen, and help soldiers and their families commemorate life-changing events. Laura Monk decided a memorial tattoo would be the best way to honor the memory of her husband, Austin, a soldier who died of leukemia in 2011.
Maybe a year or so before Austin passed away, I asked him, what kind of tattoo would you want? And he said, I'd like my dog tags on my forearm with the string wrapping up to my armpit. And I told him that was so crazy to have his own name tattooed on his body. So after he passed, I was like, well, what can I have done to remember him? And it was kind of like he left me this, memorial already put in place. And that was to have his dog tags put on my forearm with the chain leading up. And it was just a wonderful way to honor and remember him. In addition to getting the dog tags on my arm, his cousin Gary had also tattooed over my old tattoo with lilies, and lilies were our wedding flower. So it's another way, kind of including him in my memorial tattoo.
Phil Sussman sports two sleeves of tattoos. The images are carefully chosen to honor fallen soldiers, commemorate his own service, and help him reflect on his experiences both in and out of uniform.
This was the first one I got. It says Brothers in Arms, and the E in Brothers is capitalized. I had a buddy that, he was one of my NCOs. He was my brother. I loved him. We were close. And, he died shortly after he left the Army, and I was with him when he died. And he had that tattoo on his arm. And myself, his gunner, and another NCO we were both close with from the platoon, the two NCOs, held his hand and stayed with him the last 24 hours when he was brain dead on life support. We all decided after he died that we were going to get that tattoo. So that was my first tattoo. I also wear his bracelet as well.
For veteran Lewis Hunt, one of his most meaningful tattoos honors the dead, but also celebrates those still living. It's an emblem that ties together three generations of family members who have served in the military, from World War II to the present day.
It's a self-sacrifice and family tradition. It's my father's Vietnam, my mom's national defense, my grandfather's World War II, and my national Global War on Terror. Actually, my parents both have this tattoo. After I got it, I actually went overseas, my tattoo artist was like, hey, your parents came in. For what? No, they got the same tattoo. My parents didn't start getting tattoos until they were in their 60s. And now they've got them going down both arms, and my mom's working on a leg. And all my parents' kids had tattoos, and they weren't tattooed at all. And then I made a joke to my dad on his 65th, come on, we're going to get tattooed. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, really? And then a year later, my mom's like, I want a tattoo. And I'm like, okay. My mom was getting tattooed, and I was taking pictures, sending my siblings. They're like, you're lying. Ain't no way that's, no, she's getting tattooed now. Tattoos can be a lot more than just ink and skin. It gets no more personal than somebody stabbing you 2,000 times with a needle and leaving a piece of artwork on your body for the rest of your life.
Lewis Hunt, Phil Sussman, and Laura Monk recorded their stories as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.